In this section, we'll discuss the approach for the hydrotechnical dam breach analysis. As we learned in Module 6, a dam breach analysis should be completed when there is risk of release of tailings and/or water. The dam breach analysis is conducted to assess the extent of downstream inundation in the event of a failure. It is carried out on credible dam failure scenarios that could lead to the release of water and tailings. Dam breach analyses are carried out for normal operating conditions, referred to as the sunny day case, and for flood conditions, referred to as the rainy day case. Understanding of these conditions is important when evaluating the credible failure scenario and developing the properties for that scenario, which are input to the dam breach analysis. A key purpose of the analysis is to determine the consequence classification of the dam, but there are also other reasons to conduct an analysis at different stages in the life cycle. In the planning and design phase, a dam breach analysis can be used for comparing alternatives. This is also the phase when the consequence classification is determined and applied to the design criteria. During operations, a dam breach analysis can be used to optimize the design in order to reduce risk. Ideally, design should be prioritized where the dam breach assessments indicate a lower consequence. The analysis can also be used to help develop the closure plan. And finally, a dam breach analysis can help with planning for emergency preparedness and response. Typically, the objective of the dam breach analysis is to assess the potential inundation area, depth, and velocity of a potential tailings facility failure. Also in Module 6, we learned that a dam breach analysis is completed on a credible failure scenario, and therefore should be completed after a failure modes analysis is carried out, as described in Module 4. A credible failure scenario is a hypothetical situation that could describe the events before, during, and after a dam breach. The credible breach scenario should include the progression of failure, from initiation, for example triggered by an earthquake or flood, to failure mechanism, such as slope failure or overtopping. Based on the credible failure scenarios, the potential release volume and hydrograph of the tailings and water mixture can be estimated. The tailings and impoundment properties of the credible failure scenario will inform if the transport and deposition mechanics of the mixture are governed by the principles of hydrodynamic mechanisms or geotechnical mechanisms.